Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Monday to you. I hope you had a good one. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're good. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you had a good weekend. If you didn't, that sucks. It's awful. It's terrible. Either way, I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you all so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down in New York City. And thank you again for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, wherever you live, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, yeah, maybe you're smart enough to just ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day, what a day, what a day. Olympics are still going on. We had some wild Olympics action over the weekend. Noah Lyles gets a gold. Simone Biles, no more gold. Michigan, the football team. Yeah, Jim Harbaugh might be gone, but I mean, damn it, Michigan still might be in trouble. Sharon Moore might be in trouble. We got the coaches poll that came out for college football. Who do they think the best teams are? Harrison Butker, he just got paid. Good for him. His wife will never have to work a day in her life. The New York Giants are getting into fights. Puka Nacua is hurt. Sean Payton doesn't give a damn about the new NFL kickoff. NFL released its top 100, an interesting list. My top six list is better. And then we got some cool guests who are going to join. Paul Kuharski is going to come through and talk to us about the Tennessee Titans. They keep picking up more defensive backs, like rejects from other teams. Seattle, Diggs, Adams, they grabbing all of these dudes. And I want to ask Paul about Will Levis, also dealing with some injuries now with DeAndre Hopkins. So Paul Kuharski is going to come through and join us. How about this? In about 20 minutes, we got our first guest. Matt Maiocco is going to come through from NBC Sports. Is Brandon Ayuk's contract situation finally going to come to a head? It's like the biggest storyline in what has, for the most part, been a very quiet NFL training camp period and season outside of some of the injuries that we got last week. So we got a full show for you. If you want to participate, you certainly can. The phone number is very, very simple. Listen to me very carefully. I'm going to say it slow. Not really. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You say it with a rhythm because it's easier to remember. Anyway, you can also find me online. I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. And so if you're wasting your time on the internet, scrolling around, wasting the job's money, or maybe you're taking a job's money, good for you. You can steal more of their time. I'm at JR Sport Brief, okay? Ryan Hickey, how are you? You good?
I am good. Good to be back with you. Fun, exciting, you know, weekend in sports here. Excited to dive into it.
Absolutely, man. It's I wasn't here. Were you here Friday?
No, sir. No, sir. We both were out.
No, nobody. Well, somebody was here, not us.
That's true.
Now we're back. We're going to be here all week, right?
That's right. How about that?
Yeah, full 5 days. Congratulations, people. And so we got a lot to get into. Now, you said a busy weekend. Did you see any of the Olympic stuff over the weekend? You like how I said Olympic stuff?
Yeah, no, I've been pretty into stuff. Swimming, handball.
You watched?
Been fun.
You watched the Olympic handball?
I have. I like that.
Wow.
No, not for you. How about gymnastics?
Oh, of course, Simone Biles. Of course.
Okay.
Of course, Simone Biles, and it was pretty cool. Well, unfortunately, she didn't. I say she didn't win anything else. Like she's a loser or something. But we know that she won some gold last week, the all-around title gold. Thought she was going to pick up some more gold over the weekend and then even early this morning, and that wasn't the case. Simone Biles is still the most decorated U.S. Olympic gymnast of all time with 11 of them. She has 11 total medals. She got 3 golds in this Olympics, the team gold, all-around gold, the vault. But today, not so much, okay? Simone Biles, she got a silver on the floor. Oh, how awful that is, right? And then on the balance beam, Hickey, can you do the balance beam?
No. I can't even walk on it. Can you?
I probably can. I think I could walk on it.
Okay.
I've never
flips, though?
Hell no. No. I think. Now, look at me. I sound like an arrogant you-know-what now, thinking that I could walk on a balance beam. Does that sound arrogant?
I mean, you're, what is it, like
how, let's see,
6
how,
inches wide?
How wide is the balance? Of course. So all of America is Googling it. Oh, wow. The balance beam used in gymnastics is 4 inches wide. What?
That's crazy.
What? 4 inches?
And it's decently long. So your balance has got to be pretty good to walk, I don't know, what is it, like 10 feet in length?
I could run it real fast, okay? You see how that's why they speed walk on it. I could run it real fast. Hickey, now I got to find a balance beam and try, okay?
I think you got him.
I don't know where I'm going to find one, but I'm going to ask some gymnasts here in Atlanta. I'll find out.
You got some connections. Make it happen here.
Yeah, I could find
a
balance
beam. Make it on video, too, so we can see if either you successful or if you fall. I think people want to see that, too.
After I get some practice, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. But Simone Biles, she's done. You know, she didn't get a medal at all on the balance beam. She got one on the floor today. She still walked out of Paris with 3 medals. Now she can just enjoy sitting around watching, I guess, Team USA basketball smack people up. This is some tough stuff. She says she has no regrets about these Olympics. Listen to Simone Biles.
I've accomplished way more than my wildest dreams, not just at this Olympics, but in the sport. So I can't be mad at my performances. A couple years ago, I didn't think I'd be back here at an Olympic game. So competing and then walking away with 4 medals, I'm not mad about it. I'm pretty proud of myself, and it's always so exciting to compete.
Yeah, people were calling Simone Biles a quitter 3 years ago in Tokyo, because she got the twisties and didn't know where she was in the air. And they're just like, you're a quitter, you're a quitter, you're a quitter. And here she is still winning. Simone Biles is 27 years old. She hasn't given any, firm confirmation as to whether or not she's going to return for the next Olympics, 2028, here in Los Angeles, or in the United States of America in Los Angeles. And it's not just about her, because Simone Biles earlier today, she says the team, all of us, we did an excellent job. She's proud of everybody.
Definitely a redemption tour. I mean, I think personally, Team USA did such an amazing job out here on the gymnastics floor. So I can't, there's nothing, I don't know. There's nothing left. We did our job. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's hard, but we did it.
Yeah, you think about the team. People have, Simone Biles, people know already. More folks are finding out about Jordan Chiles. People are looking at Suni Lee. People are proud of what this team was able to go out there and accomplish. Okay? But it's the women in gymnastics, I guess they're so amazing. They care about each other. It's more of a not a fraternity. What, Hickey, what's the opposite?
Sorority.
Yeah, there you go. More is a sorority because they're not men, they're women. They appreciate each other. How about the woman who did win the floor exercise? Rebecca Andrade. She's from Brazil. Simone Biles said a couple of days ago, she's like, listen, I don't even want to see Rebecca anymore because she's just getting close to beating me. Well, she won the gold. And so even as Simone Biles and Jordan Chiles were on the pedestals right below her, like they were showing Rebecca so much love as she received her gold medal. And Simone Biles was just like, hey, this is why we showed her love. Listen to this.
She's so amazing. She's queen. And first, it was an all-black podium, so that was super exciting for us. But then Jordan was like, should we bow to her? And I was like, absolutely. So we're like, are we going to do it now? And then that's why we did it. But she's such an excitement to watch. And then all the fans in the crowd always cheering for her. So it was just the right thing to do.
Oh, Hickey, we need this when they hand out the Vince Lombardi trophy, okay?
You see Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy, Nick Bosa getting down and bowing as Patrick Mahomes holds it up?
Yeah, I need to see some of this. But we'll get into this later on. Patrick Mahomes, the NFL players did not vote him as the best player in the NFL. Yeah, no different. We need to see this in everything, okay? The Stanley Cup. You get the Larry O'Brien. The loser needs to bow down to the winner. They need to follow what Simone Biles and Jordan Chiles did. That's just having, that's just respect, Hickey. That's it. Just respect.
Now, look, I hope Bill Belichick, if he does get another job, I hope he leads his team to a Super Bowl and loses. I'd love to see Bill bowing down. I'm sure he'd be all for that.
You want to see Bill Belichick get down on one knee? all hail Patrick Mahomes, right?
I'm sure he'd be willing and able to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure. We'll get into Patrick Mahomes later on in the show. This is some news that actually came down the pipe not too long before we got started. If you are a fan of Harrison Butker, congratulations. Maybe he can give you some money. Because the kicker, yes, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, he just got himself a four-year, $25 million extension. He is the highest paid kicker in the NFL right now. He is heading into the final year of his contract. This new four-year extension guarantees, well, it doesn't guarantee a damn thing, pretty much says that he will be the kicker under contract through 2028. Harrison Butker is 29 years old. This past season, not only did he win another Super Bowl, this is third because he's hanging out with Patrick Mahomes, not a bad job to have. This man has been in the league since 2017. He hit 30 of 35 field goals last year. This man is automatic, and if he was a bum, they would have automatically got him the hell up on out of there. Evan McPherson, he talked about Butker today and says he deserves the contract that he got.
He's just fun to watch. He's super consistent with ball striking. He's well. He does well under pressure. I mean, whatever he got, I don't know what he got. Somebody's probably about to tell me, but I think he deserves it.
Come on, Hickey. You got one kick of show and another kick of love? Like, I told you, the next thing you know, maybe the Bengals will be bowing to them, too. Come on.
This is a lot of respect being shown here. The first 12 minutes of the show, I'm not used to this.
Why not? I mean, could you imagine if the Bengals kicker talk crap about the Chiefs kicker? Like what are we doing here?
Right? I mean, McPherson, he had some big kicks in his career. You know, he kicked the field goal to beat the Chiefs. He could talk crap.
He can, but he's not. This is nice, right?
It's different. That's for sure. I'm not used to athletes being so complimentary of one another.
Yeah, this ain't no trash. We need more of this. It's called sportsmanship. We need more of it.
Well, less trash talk, more sportsmanship, huh?
We need more of a balance, though. You know, can we have both? Is it possible?
There's a line. I think there's definitely a line where both can be, you know, attained.
Yeah, well, we need more. Well, let's see how nice Evan McPherson is. Because from one great kicker to another, he was asked if Harrison Butker is the best kicker in the entire league.
I think he's one of. I think there's definitely some guys up there. I think highly of like Jake Elliott, Tucker, obviously, and Butker. I think those guys are really, really good.
Okay, so we only got there to a limit. He wasn't going to kiss his ass that much, okay? He was not going that damn far. Well, let's see what his team does. Evan McPherson has to hope that his quarterback in Mr. Joe Burrow is healthy throughout an entire season. And Harrison Butker, well, just bringing more money home to his house. Hickey, I heard they have the best kitchen appliances in his house. You hear that? I'm just saying.
Now money's no object, so there's no reason not to have the pristine kitchen equipment.
He might get a bigger house and a bigger kitchen for his wife. I don't know.
Good for them.
Harrison Butker, if you've never heard the guy speak, the one time you probably heard him speak is at a graduation where he talked about women and some of the biggest achievements that they want being in their house, okay? And there we have it. Patrick Mahomes said, that don't have nothing to do with me. And so did Mr. Travis Kelce. He said, that's our teammate, but he don't got nothing to do with me. I don't agree with what he said, but that's his business. And it is. What he does in his house is certainly his business. Let's see what he does on the football field for a Kansas City Chiefs team that is obviously, again, going out there trying to compete to win another Super Bowl. I wonder if he's – Hickey, he's not going to get booed. Nobody's going to boo the guy. They're not going to know any different, right? You won't – if he's on the road – you won't discern boos for what he said versus boos for you want him to miss. He's actually the guy you want to boo.
You are right. He's on the field so little, and like you said, you're making noise anyway to try to have him miss the kick initially. Yeah, you're probably right. There's not going to be much difference between his reaction, let's say, last year and his reaction this year.
What a normal life for this guy. Now he's getting more money. Yeah, we open up the show with positivity. Why not? It's going to go downhill from here, folks, just letting you know, okay? In about 5 minutes, how about that? We're going to talk about someone who is not happy. His name, Brandon Ayuk. What the hell is going on with his contract with the 49ers? Matt Aoko is going to join us from NBC Sports. We're going to get into the Tennessee Titans later on in the show with Paul Kuharsky. Not the ideal situation right now with no Hopkins. We'll talk about that later on in the show. They're bringing on some... I don't want to say some reject cornerbacks to try to help them out in safeties. And then, speaking of lack of positivity, the New York Giants, not even the New York Giants, Daniel Jones got involved in a skirmish. And we'll get into what's going on with the quarterback of the New York Giants. We got quarterbacks who are fighting now. We got so much to talk about. Negativity involving Michigan. Yeah, still off that video recording stuff. Listen, people, don't video record anybody ever without their permission. It doesn't end well. So we'll get into that. Sean Payton is not happy. What else is new? We got the college football preseason poll from the coaches. Who are the best teams? We'll get into that. Jalen Johnson of the Bears, he's happy that he did not make a particular poll. This is so much going on. We're just getting started. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Matt Aoko is coming through on the other side to talk to us about the Niners. Don't move.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. coast to coast. Everybody knows when it comes down to respect and professional athletes, respect comes in the form of money. Where's my money? Where's my contract? I need the cash. Right now in the Bay Area, we've heard this for months now, there's an unhappy wide receiver who's been looking for a new deal or maybe even looking for a new team. His name is Brandon Ayuk. I mean, even as recently over the past hour, there have been rumors about whether or not he's going to stay in the Bay with the 49ers or end up elsewhere. Also, the 49ers have some other news with someone they may have drafted as a replacement in Ricky Pearsall. We have Brock Purdy looking for a new deal at the end of this season. We have an offensive lineman who has yet to show up for work. And so to talk about it all things 49ers, we're being joined by Matt Maiocco, who covers the 49ers for years now with NBC Sports in the Bay Area. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing well, and after all that you just outlined, I just realized how tired I am of reporting on all those things that's going on with the team. But yeah, right now it's all Brandon Ayuk all the time, because you just kind of get the sense that something is kind of reaching the boiling point here, and that at some point fairly soon, I would think that this situation will get resolved.
So, Matt, like, I've been on the air now. The show just started. We've been on the air for not even 25 minutes, and we've had conflicting rumors over the past 25 minutes from various reporters as to whether or not he is on the verge of being traded to the Steelers or whether that is just a lot of hot air. From your understanding, what is the latest with Brandon Ayuk? Is he staying? Is he getting traded? Is he going to be a Steeler? What's the deal?
I think that the latest is Brandon Ayuk is very much in a position where he is trying to decide what he wants out of this. Yeah, he requested a trade a week before training camp, and quite frankly, even though he requested a trade, I kind of get the sense that he never really wanted the 49ers to follow through and give him that trade that he requested. I do think that he would much prefer to remain with the 49ers, but under the kind of contract that he wants them to give him. And I do think that there are other teams in the NFL, at least three other teams, to my knowledge, that are fully willing to pay him market value and meet his contract demands. The question is whether the 49ers can get the kind of compensation in return for Brandon Ayuk that makes it worth their while. And I would say one of the keys to that is that where they are with their kind of push all their chips to the center of the table attitude, and a team that's built to win now, heck, it's been built to win the last 5 years, and they haven't won the Super Bowl, they can't do anything at this point to weaken their chances this year. So what they get in return is going to have to offset the loss of Brandon Ayuk. So to answer your question, I think it's all very fluid. There are a lot of moving parts. But ultimately, I think Brandon Ayuk could have been traded already if he had agreed to a deal that potentially the Cleveland Browns were willing to give him. That, to me, that's the scenario that makes the most sense for the 49ers, because kind of under the impression that if the 49ers were to deal Brandon Ayuk to the Cleveland Browns, that somebody they would get back as far as the compensation would be Amari Cooper, which, you know, you could make an argument that those two are kind of equals, you know, certainly different parts of their careers. Brandon Ayuk would be an ascending player. Amari Cooper, you know, I think on the wrong side of 30, but still a guy who was very productive last year. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out. But I mean, everything that I've been hearing and the people I'm talking to, they really don't get a good sense of where Brandon Ayuk's head is and what he values in seeing the situation come to a conclusion.
Matt Maiocco is joining us from NBC Sports in the Bay Area. This Brandon Ayuk situation is very fluid. The man that they potentially drafted, insurance, Ricky Pearsall out of Florida, had to deal with a hamstring issue. There have been reports that he hasn't looked all that great so far in training camp. What have you seen? What have you heard?
I would disagree with that. I think he's looked very good. I think he looks kind of, I think he's been a pleasant surprise as far as what he's shown on the practice field, how comfortable he looks, the route running, how he's fit in. And I've heard nothing but good things about him. The question is, you know, do you want to put all that on the plate of a rookie? And, you know, I think when the 49ers drafted Pearsall, it was, he'll be able to contribute as a rookie. But it's probably looking more a year down the line that, you know, he could potentially be a starter a year from now for the 2025 season, because at that point, 49ers always try to trade, or not trade, but draft. Hold on 1 second here. We got potentially some news here. Nothing going on.
Okay.
Nope,
all right.
False alarm. False
all right. I thought you were going to tell me Brandon Ayuk, he ordered lunch. I don't know.
That would have been news. Anything he does is news, whether he's giving a hug to the general manager and the head coach or not. But I do think that the 49ers drafted looking out a year. So, you know, you don't draft for the year that, you know, where you expect a rookie to step in and play a major role. You have to do some long-term planning and say, where will you need help in the future? And so that was the idea with Pearsall. But I would say right now, he definitely looks the part, and I think the 49ers are pretty pleased with what they've seen so far.
Well, Matt, one guy that we have not seen at all, because he also wants a new deal, that's Trent Williams. He just turned 36 years old. What type of contract could he be asking for? I mean, 36, kind of tough, right?
It is very tough, because you're, as a team, the contract you give players aren't for what you've done in the past. It's for what you expect them to do in the future. And so when Trent Williams signed his contract, he was, you know, obviously the number one paid offensive lineman in the league. Now he's number six. But I think the bigger thing is he has zero guaranteed money left on that deal. Now, if you play at the level that he's played at, it doesn't really matter, because your play basically guarantees that you stay on the team and you're going to get every penny you have coming. So I see it as kind of a two-pronged thing, where Trent Williams wants to see his average per year bumped up from where it is now, and also to see some more guaranteed money. I think, you know, what the Dolphins did with Tyreek Hill could be where the 49ers would want to go. Is just basically don't, you know, I don't think they added any money to Tyreek Hill's contract. They just added guaranteed money. So they made, you know, his scheduled salaries for the future guaranteed money. So Trent Williams has been around a long time. He knows what it takes to get ready for a football season. My thought is, whatever day that is, whether it's, you know, the day after the final preseason game or before the final preseason game, he's going to know how much practice time he's going to need to get ready for week one. And that's when he'll show up, and that's when the 49ers and Williams will be able to complete a redone contract in some form that gets him ready to play Monday Night Football week one against the Jets.
He's 36 years old playing NFL football. Nothing wrong at a high level. Nothing wrong with a little bit of a vacation, right?
No, absolutely not. And he doesn't need training camp. You know, he doesn't need to show up on July 23rd to get ready for a game in September. He knows how to get himself ready to play football. And I mean, he's been a fantastic player, and some would say he's been the best player on the 49ers since he's arrived.
And Matt Maiocco is joining us from NBC Sports Bay Area, someone who is still trying to prove something, even though he was an MVP conversation last year. It's Brock Purdy. He's going to be looking for a payday next season as well. What have you seen so far from him in camp, and what could we possibly expect from a financial perspective for him next year?
Well, he's an impressive guy. I'll say that. I mean, he doesn't overwhelm you with his size or his strength or his throwing arm or his speed, but he just knows where to go with the football and when to go with the football. The timing and precision is really spot on. It's frankly a lot of stuff you can't measure. And, you know, I don't think anybody at the time when he was selected with the final overall pick in that draft. I don't think anybody was like saying, oh my gosh, he should have been in the second round. You know, nobody was saying that. But he has all these attributes that fit very well in Kyle Shanahan's system. So if he has any kind of year that approaches what he did last year, when he led the league in passer rating, led the league in QBR, led the league in yards per attempt, set 49er franchise record for yards passing in the season, if he's able to come close to those numbers once again, then, you know, he goes from being one of the absolute lowest paid players on the 49ers to one of the absolute highest paid players in the entire NFL. So all that, it kind of brings you full circle. You know, we started talking about Brandon Ayuk and his contract. Well, every contract that the 49ers do, they kind of have to keep an eye to the future. So they know a big payday is coming for Brock Purdy a year from now. And, you know, just based on how this market has gone, you know, $50 million per season kind of looks like the floor for that. Mm-hmm. So every move the 49ers make, you know, they have to plan for the future, and it might mean that they can't afford this guy or that guy when you know that you have a player who's basically, you know, playing for free, not making much at all. And next year, he might get a $50 million raise.
Matt Maiocco is joining us. Based on everything you said, whether it's Purdy or Trent Williams, we haven't even talked about Christian McCaffrey, the new deal, an extension that he got. Is this upcoming season their best and last chance, given how they've been constructed over the past few years?
Well, I would say it's their best chance because they haven't won it in 30 years. And they got the pieces in place to win it. Is it their last chance? I don't think I buy the whole window thing. I think anytime you have a quarterback who's been as productive as Purdy has been, granted, it's a very short period of time, a very small window. I just think if you have solid play from your quarterback, you know, approaching MVP kind of level play out of your quarterback, and Purdy did finish fourth in the MVP voting last year, I think you're always going to have a chance. But I would agree. I would say that this is, you know, this is a really good chance. And, you know, what the team looks like a year from now is not what the team's going to look like now. Heck, the team right now doesn't look like the team a year ago. They made a lot of changes on the defensive line. And so, you know, some more other subtle changes. But I do think that, you know, when you look at the rosters of every team in the NFL, all 32 teams, I mean, if the 49ers don't have the best roster, then maybe they're second or third. I mean, that's how good they are on paper. And, you know, they've not only been good on paper, they've been good on the field too, just not good enough to win at all. So, I mean, I think that the window is open for them to win it this season. The question is, you know, how long will that window stay open? And their idea is, you know, sign Brock Purdy to the long-term extension, give him the money that he's worth next offseason. And as long as he's doing the things that he's done, then that window will stay open longer than maybe we even might think it would with all the other changes that have to be coming down the road.
Well, listen, Matt, I don't know about the next bunch of years, but I know for the next several months between now and February, unless there's a massive disaster, you're not going to get too much rest. I know you've been looking for
it. Yeah, I'll get a little bit more rest when the Brandon Ayuk situation is resolved and when the Trent Williams situation is resolved.
Most certainly. Well, Matt, I appreciate the time. Where can people follow you and all of your work with the 49ers and NBC Sports Bay Area? Fill us in.
Yeah, I have the podcast, 49ers Talk Podcast. You can get it anywhere you get your podcast. And you can follow me, The Written Word, on NBCSportsBayArea.com. And then on the social medias, whether it's Threads or Instagram, whatever the case may be, Twitter, at Maiocco. That's MAIOCCONBCS.
Hey, Matt, thank you so much for the time. Let's see what happens with Ayuk. Appreciate you.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures. and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we got a minute. I'm gonna buy that truck I've been wanting.
Wait, don't you need, like, weeks to shop for a car?
I don't. Carvana makes it super convenient to find exactly what I want.
Hold up. You're buying a car on your phone? Isn't that more of a laptop thing?
You can shop wherever you want.
I like to do my research, read reviews, compare models. Plus, Carvana has thousands of options. How'd you decide on that truck?
Because I like it.
Oh, that is a great reason.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Matt Maiocco, host of the 49ers Talk podcast on the NBC Sports Bay Area Network, for coming through and chatting with us about the 49ers. Still no word about whether or not Brandon Ayuk is going to stay or go. There have been rumors thrown around that he's going to go to the Steelers. There have been people saying that he's not going to the Steelers. And according to Matt Maiocco, it's in the hands of pretty much Brandon Ayuk. What do you want? Do you want to leave and go to a team that is not a contender to pocket a few more million dollars a year? Do you want to come to an agreement with a contract with the 49ers and stick around on a team that's been competing for Super Bowls? But yes, they haven't won one. And so we'll certainly keep you up to date with everything Brandon Ayuk as the days continue on. Eventually, this guy is going to play football in a few weeks, and it's just a matter of where. Speaking of playing football, if there's a quarterback in the NFL that needs to just try to play football and nothing else, his name is Daniel Jones of the New York Giants. The same Daniel Jones of the New York Giants that only played in 6 games last year, because let's be real, Daniel Jones has the body. Hickey, 80 years old? Is that too much? 80-year-old man?
Wow.
Too much?
They're going to say like 45, 50, but eight, straight to 80.
Yeah, well, come on now. The neck, he got muscles now. He tears his ACL, his neck, he had neck injury, had that. Hickey showed up to work one day with like a scar on the back of his neck, and everybody's like, dude, or not the back, it's like on his neck. They're like, what happened to your neck? He's like, nothing. It's like, we know you. It's like, we know you. Yeah, we know you had a neck injury. That's why you didn't play football. What's with the scar? And he's just like, nothing. That's like if I show up to work and I sound like I got chopped in the throat and I'm going, nothing happened to me. I'm okay. It doesn't work. And so Daniel Jones is basically on a prove it deal with the New York Giants, even though they gave the guy $40 million a year a couple of seasons ago after they had success, even got to the playoffs and played against the Minnesota Vikings. Won a game. He got a deal. Saquon Barkley got tagged. Well, now Saquon is gone. Daniel Jones suffered yet another injury, and now he's supposed to be healthy heading into this season. And their first preseason game is Thursday against the Lions. And so now with the new NFL, it's less practicing, less emphasis on preseason. The New York Giants and Lions are participating in a joint practice this week. And so instead of hitting your own guys, you actually get a chance to hit somebody else on the opposition before you even play them this upcoming Thursday. All right? And so the New York Giants and the Lions, they're in New Jersey. They're practicing. And they get into a little bit of a beef. You want to know who happened to be in the middle of that beef? A guy who can't stay healthy to save his life? Daniel Jones. Yes, the oft-injured quarterback. Kiki, could you imagine if he got involved in something and I don't want to say, God forbid, tore something, but if that were the, could you imagine what would happen?
I could not. That might be the end of his Giants career.
You just cut him that day, right? Just buy, son. We doesn't even matter. Just buy.
That's it. Drew Lock, come on down.
find something. Well, Drew Lock had a big old smile when he signed his contract. I think we know why. Daniel Jones spoke to the media after this little fight with the Lions that he got involved with. And Daniel Jones said, I'm a team first guy.
I don't know. Situation happens like that. Try to stand up for your guys. But I thought it was good competitive practice all day today. And we made some plays and did some good things. There's some things we need to shore up for sure. But good intensity and competitive spirit today.
A team first guy. What a team first guy he is. Didn't even make it about him. He's like, yeah, I went in there, I threw an elbow, threw a shoulder, pushed and shoved, pulled some guys. No, he makes it about the team. But damn it, if this guy doesn't play, I don't know, 15, 16 games, forget the whole season. If he doesn't play 15 games minimum, this guy doesn't look decent. Now, he better hope he looks decent without Saquon out there. This man is going to be in backup city. Pick a team, pick anywhere. He ain't going to be a New York Giant if he sucks. I mean, even one of his own new teammates, the Giants traded for Brian Burns. Edge rusher, they got him from Carolina. He was out there. He was shocked as well. Oh, the quarterback is out there? Oh, he's tough.
Oh, Lord. Daniel got jiggy with it. Daniel was out there with it?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to need him to back up. Yeah, I'm going to need him to back up. Let his O-line handle that. But, Daniel, he's a competitor, man. He's a fighter. So I don't expect nothing less from him, but I don't need him in that. I don't need him to get hit. Yeah, keep him healthy.
Oh, man, keep him healthy. Hickey, I can't – this is not funny, but the man got – a couple of years ago, he got tackled by the turf and hurt himself. Like, come on.
Yeah, his track record of trying to stay healthy has not been great. It's also not great when a guy just traded there who has really no, pass with Daniel Jones, like, please, keep this guy healthy. I mean, the word is clearly out already.
Everybody, look, Daniel, his best hope is that Malik Nabers is wide open every time Daniel Jones looks at him. Like, if you see Malik Nabers just throw the ball in his direction, and Daniel Jones, he's a tough dude. He's going to run. He's going to challenge, and It just hasn't worked out for him. It hasn't. I wish I could feel optimistic. The changes, Saquon, and we've seen all of this through HBO's new Hard Knocks and the training, not even the training camp, the off-season edition with the Giants and the Saquon saga of him going to Philly. Devin Singletary is not Saquon Barkley. And Daniel Jones is going to have to prove that he can just wake up, drop back, and throw the ball. And that if he runs with the ball, that he's not going to get tackled by the turf monster and end up with a concussion because he ran too fast. Unfortunately, that's some of the issues with Daniel Jones. Is it a concussion? Is it a torn ACL? Is it a neck injury? Dare I say it? What are we looking at? His arm next? Come on. Daniel Jones is the last quarterback in the NFL that needs to be fighting anybody. Good luck to Daniel Jones. Good luck to the New York Giants. I got no faith in him. I want to say this is a wasted year. Watch Daniel Jones look good. Jones will be stuck with him for another season. It sucks for them, all of them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. People and teams that are screwed. How about this? When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk Michigan football. Oh, you think things were done, huh? You think they won a national championship? They're in the clear. Their new head coach, Sharon Moore, might be in trouble. And their old head coach, Jim Harbaugh, he would be in trouble if he was still there. But he's not. We'll get into it. The JR Sport Re-Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. I'm mom to two teenage girls, and quality time together is prime time. We love to cook, and I have an obsession, a healthy one, of course, with cooking utensils. Where do I turn? Amazon Prime, to get them fast. And when they arrive, where do I turn? To Prime, to stream the best cooking shows. And then, for dessert, what do? The Rampone team streams. Each of us gets to be the captain and pick the show. Right now, we're all over British TV, part of a Prime subscription. I think a trip to the UK is in the future, and of course, we'll get all we need for that trip. From workout clothes to raincoats, from plaids to luggage, from travel guides to umbrellas, from streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's amazon.com/prime.